What's up, guys?
How you doing?
Good, man, good.
We were talking about you with Zach the other day, and he said how you two like to nerd out in meetings. What's that like, just having another offensive line nerd that you can talk nerdiness with?
It's great. It's fun, you know, just analyzing all the stuff that's going on with offensive line and, you know, body mechanics and simple things that go on as an offensive lineman that most people don't really see. And, you know, it's just fun having somebody else there who can, you know, offer a different viewpoint on body mechanics and offensive line play. And, you know, it's kind of nerdy, but
can you
enjoy.
Give us an example?
It's hard. Just you know, motion, what muscles are engaged and what inefficiencies are happening on a certain play, and being able to diagnose what's going on to a player and tracing it back to like what's leading to his, you know, his mistakes and stuff. So.
And how quickly did you two realize that you were on that wavelength?
I realized it pretty quick, just from the first day. You know, I think he was talking to Landon about something, about, you know, engaging his hips and how he should go about doing it, and it was exactly how I'd been taught. And from there, I was like, I'm gonna stand by this guy for a little bit. And then, kind of picked up on it, and so went on from there.
Larry, when you first came into the league, and you look where you are now, one of the top NFL guards, what did you have to work on mostly? Like, was it pass protection, or was it run blocking, or?
It's a little bit of everything. You know, when you're coming into the league as a rookie, just the you'll hear this all the time, the speed of the game completely changes. And you have to be able to adjust to that speed of the game while at the same time learning an NFL offense and all these intricacies. And that's the biggest, you know, the biggest issue you have as a rookie. And you're getting thrown in there so quickly. And you're going through all that combine stuff and all the training, and you're just, you know, mentally you're worn out. And trying to get over that, you know, that hump. You know, it's pretty rough, but I would say, you know, it's kind of a passing league. Pass pro kind of got a little rough every once in a while, and being able to be consistent and, you know, perform every week against, you know, all these three techniques, you know, they're getting so much better. Just being able to perform against those guys week in, week out, just... Yeah, you got to be up to par.
So, Larry, looking at the quarterback position, everyone's looking for the franchise quarterback. You got to play with a young stud like a Matthew Stafford and now a Hall of Famer with Drew Brees. Just compare those two.
You know, they're a little different. You know, Matt's going to he's gonna keep the play alive. He's going to run around, do some crazy stuff. He has antics, and, you know, he's a tough competitor. And, you know, he always has that fire about him. He's a great quarterback. You know, I love playing with him. And Drew, he's just in that pocket. You know, he's going to stay there. He's going to go through his progression and all that. And he's just, you know, true pocket quarterback. And, you know, that's a slight difference. But it kind of means a lot to, you know, to a lineman. You know, you have, like, the Russell Wilsons of, you know, the world, you know, run around. And, you know, Stafford run around every once in a while. And, you know, they're going to keep the play alive, obviously, and they're going to make the plays. And for offensive linemen, you know, it's somewhat kind of hard, you know, knowing where your quarterback's going to be. But that's just the style of the game. You know where he's going to be. You know, but, that, you know, that's just the game. There's not one that's better, you know, compared to the other. It's just the difference in styles.
Yeah, where talking. You and Zach seem to be on the same page mentally with the whole nerd thing going. But how are you guys physically? Are you getting about where you expect to be right now?
Yeah, with Zach, you know, it's really easy to transition into this offense. You know, he's been in it for so long, and he knows everything that's going on. He knows how him and, you know, Ja used to set, and he'd explain that to me. And, you know, he'd give me my, you know, how he'd tell me how to incorporate, you know, how I play a little bit into, you know, what he's used to, and vice versa. So, you know, we've been sharing, bouncing opinions off back and forth with each other, and, you know, it's gone real smooth, you know, as smooth as I could have hoped. So with Zach, you know, this transition's been really easy for me.
In talking with him, he kind of got the nickname Yoda. Is that the case?
I mean, I called him Yoda, so that's how I saw
him. How did this come about?
No, just talking to him, you know, that whole nerd experience with offensive line play, and just his vast, you know, understanding about our position from the ground up. in and out. It's on another level, and I love talking to him about it. So I just called him Yoda.
With a guy like Ramchick, a lot of people kind of said, "Look, this is the perfect guy to kind of mentor you." Have you seen that, and in what ways have you seen?
100%. I mean, and it's not even just Ryan; it's just all the guys in the room. Zach is that mentor, and he's so good at it. He doesn't have any reservations about helping somebody. He just wants to see people succeed, which is awesome. This is what you want in your vets. It's how you get your whole team better. You make your first team offensive line better, and you create better depth. And that's the kind of guys you want in your room. And Zach is, he just emulates that person.
Larry, how about your conversations with Max Unger? Now he's been hurt. You haven't been able to play side by side, but have y'all still communicated maybe in the film room?
Oh, absolutely. I'll be playing. I play with Josh, and I'll have certain things that I see and how I play. Work on or execute certain plays, and he'll throw like a comment to me every once in a while, just like, hey, maybe on this one we can do this, and it works perfectly because I'll be playing that next time at some point, and to be able to get that early, that kind of chemistry early, it's going to be beneficial to the whole group. So he's definitely in there, same as Zach, helping out everybody, helping out Josh, helping all the backup centers and guards, and yeah, it's overall great, like a great room. Yeah.
Zach, it's one thing to know a lot, but you still have to be able to communicate it effectively.
Yeah.
Can you think of examples of how he's able to do that?
It's hard to just say it here, but simply put, Zach and I are almost to the point where we really don't have to talk, because, I've already had this offense before, and I understand where everything's going to be, and how he's starting to see it. So it's getting to the point where we really don't have to say much to each other now. So, that's about it,
Can you talk time for one more? The whole Breeze, Stafford comparison, what's it like playing with each one of those guys?
Just miss it? Oh, okay. So first of all, I told them, Stafford, great quarterback. Love playing with them. Great competitor. The biggest difference between those two is that Stafford is going to, try to keep the play alive. He's not going to sit in the pocket all day. He'll run around, try to make something happen. With Breeze, he's a true pocket quarterback. He's going to go through his progressions. He's going to read the defense, all that. He's going to step up, right? He's not going to get skittish in the pocket. And that's the biggest difference between them. There's not one that's better than the other as far as, style-wise. It's just different as the offensive lineman. With Matt, he's going to be moving around, so you have to, you have to stay alive and all that. With Drew, he's going to be right behind you, so you're protecting that spot the whole time. And, it's just different styles, pretty much,
All right, thanks, Eric.
All right, thanks, guys.